Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We got another anniversary coming up before 2 to 1. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the K around here. Kathy Perry joins us on a regular basis to try to restore order. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, KathyPerry.com. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Kathy's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy. Kathy, one of the we started out talking about Facebook letting us down, getting someone getting their account hacked, their business account hacked, running ads on their website using their money to advertise another business. I'm still having trying to understand how that made them money, and then Facebook basically rolled them under the bus. They couldn't even talk to anybody there. You were left on your own. You had to solve it yourself at the bank. And then now we've got TikTok, the specter of the Chinese government being involved in our business over here, and maybe that solution not working out too well. And in the meantime, in the middle of all this, your identity got hacked.
Absolutely.
What happened?
You know, it's something that you think that you're protected. You know, I have credit monitoring. I have all these services to try and protect my identity and my credit. Well, when I was out of town and I came back home and I checked my mail, I had a debit card in my mail from a bank I didn't know. And I thought at first it was junk mail and almost threw it away. But I realized, hey, this is a real debit card. Why did they send that to me? Hmm. So I called them and found out that that was a debit card for unemployment benefits. And I said, well, I never filed for unemployment benefits.
Right.
So they looked up the account and said,
even if you, whether you did or you didn't get the money either, did you?
No. And so when they looked up the account, they said, well, somebody in Colorado filed for unemployment on your identity.
Wow.
And I live in Florida and I've never filed, you know, for unemployment. And I said, well, how do they get away with that? And she said, well, I don't know, but we're getting lots of calls.
Wow.
People getting these cards and wondering why, you know, is that happening? But here's the thing. If you get something like that in the mail, don't just throw it away or shred
right.
it. Check it out because you never know. Number two, it didn't show up in my credit alert because unemployment was totally different and identity
report.
Is totally different than
report,
your credit
it?
Monitoring. That's right. And so I ended up having to file, you know, a fraud alert and with the Colorado Unemployment Division. I had to file an identity theft report with federal government. I had to put fraud alerts on all my credit, the Experian.
Major hassle. Did it cost you any money?
TransUnion.
Other than time.
Pardon?
Did it cost you any money other than time?
No, it did not. It cost me time. I think what happened for me is because I don't believe they got any benefits yet. I've not received any notice from
Colorado. Well, for one thing,
Colorado,
the debit card came to you.
Well, the thing is, I said, well, how did they do it if I've got the debit card? And they said, oh, they can log in and they can have the money go to a different bank account.
Ah.
They can have the money diverted and go to any bank account they want.
Wow.
Once they created the claim. I don't know, understand how they could create a claim. Obviously,
right.
there were a lot of people hacking.
What
and,
it's an,
you know,
it's an
doing,
example of how porous these systems are and how,
oh, yeah.
how perfunctory they are when something comes in. They just process it. The fraud,
they
the fraud of government
yeah.
and government assistance is in the probably the hundreds of billions. Who knows? And,
yeah,
and these people
I'm
just
sure.
sit there and just ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. So, folks, this is
This is the world. Not to me, though.
This is the world we live in, and you're just going to have to be not naive and realize that we are under assault in any given day, all of us, and we have technology that we love. We all love it. Make a living with it. We have that to thank, don't we, Kathy?
Yeah, that's true. We've accepted it. We've accepted the fact that, you know, our information is not secure.
Right.
And, you know, if you go to breachalarm.com, you can find out when your email and password were stolen.
Right.
Mine was stolen in the Equifax breach in 2016. So
hey, breach alarm.
They had all my identity.
Yeah. Hey, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, Kathy. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.